It's a funny thing, but blessing and temptation seem to go hand in hand in life. When the devil sees that you're being blessed, he's rubbing his hands because he knows that this is going to be a great time to attack. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. If you haven't noticed yet, God absolutely delights in blessing his people. I hope you realize that by now. He's not a stingy God, he's a God of abundant blessing. In fact, he has such an abundance mentality that when he blesses us, he wants us to share it around. He provides us with the people, the space, and the power to share it around. That's what Jabez's prayer was all about. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from hurt and harm." And God granted what he asked. But have you ever noticed that when God blesses us, the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion? Because he knows that when we're being blessed, we tend to let down our defenses. We stop praying as much and reading God's word as much. And somehow the Holy Spirit, knowing that, caused Jabez to cap off his audacious prayer for blessing with this all too important, all too easy to neglect petition, and that you would keep me from hurt and harm. Quite literally, in the original Hebrew, Jabez asked God to keep him from calamity and evil, that he wouldn't cause any pain. What a great thing to ask God for. So when was the last time that you went to God and asked him for so much blessing that you knew that you'd need his protection when the devil came after you? That's God's word, fresh for you today. Yeah, the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. That's why you need to be a man or a woman of God's word. You can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.